If you look at reviews for roofing companies, you'll see comments such as, didn't stick to their timeline, or I had questions but didn't know who to talk to. With Victor's Home Solutions, their customers never have to worry because Victor's assigns everyone a project manager. That manager becomes your roofing concierge, and they have two jobs, take care of you and make sure the installation and cleanup are perfect. With Victor's, you'll get the best roofing experience. Call today for your free 21-point roof inspection and estimate, 734-6660.
All righty, let's check in with our expert that is kind enough to help us on a lot of these different stories. So you know the story, front page story. Nasser docs that MSU tried to hide finally emerge. The docs as in documents, and not as in doctors, but Nasser docs that MSU tried to hide finally emerge. I mean, I think that's what they I hope that's what they mean. And this is all about what Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has released and said that, frankly, she was disappointed with what she was able to find out. Let's find out what Todd Flood has to say, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Always a pleasure, Todd.
Pleasure is mine, Paul W. Thanks for having me.
This is a stain that just won't go away. I feel bad for everybody related to Michigan State, obviously, especially to the survivors, but to everybody related to Michigan State. They've all lived through this for so long, and it doesn't seem to go away, unless you think this could be it.
I think it is it. I will tell you this, you know, full transparency, I represent and represented several victims from Dr. Nasser that had to endure the trauma for which they did. I had this case through the Olympics, and I settled with that case, and I also settled with the FBI just most recently. The fact of the matter is, and I, you know, it's the, like you said, it's the gum on the bottom of the shoe that just keeps on staying there, and you can't get rid of it for MSU. I believe this is done as far as the investigation of MSU and what the Attorney General has said. What I would be, and obviously she can't get into, she can't talk about, but I would love to see the investigation and what we call investigative subpoenas of people that they brought in under a subpoena to take testimony and see exactly who knew what and when. What you do with this investigation, you're going up against a terabyte of documents, a mammoth amount of documents, and you have to take those documents and parse them out for each witness, and then for there, go in and examine the witness under oath for him or her to explain what they knew, when they knew it, and could they have prevented this. When you look at these settlements in this case, it's pretty telling. Over $500 million with MSU. The Olympics was mammoth. We just had $138 million for 100 victims out of the FBI. It's pretty telling, right? No one's paying that money when there isn't culpability or liability on the people that were supposed to take care of our children.
Wait a minute. You're not saying that no one will pay that money. You're saying they're only paying it because they're culpable and they can't get out of it?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So it begs this question, Paul W., why is it that they couldn't find anything with all those documents, and why is it that they're closing out this investigation? That's why I would love to see the witness statements for what they have. We're never going to be able to see that. That will never come out in light because that is sacrosanct in the criminal investigation slash investigation to peel back the layers of the onion. This stain on MSU is there, and they need to learn from it. They need to go forward and make this university. I have a son there. They need to make this university stand for transparency, and the board members need to be able to answer the hard, tough questions. But those things are in the past. Now we need to move forward, and the stain of MSU, they need to make sure this never happens again. And unfortunately, we found certain things happened with the football coach and what happened with that stain as well as some people on the board. They didn't learn the lesson. So I'm praying that they have, and they make this university, which is one of the best in the country, stand up for transparency. It's sad, and I'm sorry that there was nothing in the Attorney General's investigation that she found of who knew what when that could shed some light.
Yep, she clearly says she was disappointed by the outcome. To say, in fact, she says, to say I'm disappointed by this outcome is an understatement. And the question we've all had from the beginning, how could something like this affect so many people and go on for so long? And yet, in all of this investigating, there's no answer.
That's the troublesome part. Juxtapose that, Paul W. Michigan State University paid over $500 million in this case for the victims. They wouldn't do that. They wouldn't pay that amount of money unless we showed that there was knowledge of what was going on and it was preventable.
So you are saying there was knowledge that this was going on and it was preventable, yet this, I'm sure, thorough investigation by our Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, couldn't find it. I don't imagine
that's
she would cover it up.
See. No, she wouldn't cover this up.
No.
There's no way in the world she would ever do that. I promise you that. Dana Nessel would not do that. It's just from what they received and what their investigation showed, they're in the position where they have to close it down. And I take her at her word. There is no question in my mind she's disappointed in telling the truth. And I'm certain that the people that were part of that investigation, I know some of them, and the police side for the Attorney General's office, and I think very highly of them and have high regard for them. So this is a sad day, but Paul W., let's do this. We have to make Michigan State University move on, close this chapter, and say there needs to be transparency over and beyond for my child, for everyone's child that goes to that university.
Amen. Let's hope that this is the day that that total healing, as best we can, that healing process will begin. Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law, you always do a great job for us, and we appreciate it.
God bless, Paul W. Thanks for having me.
God bless you, Todd, as we continue in focus on WJR.